Title: Call and Response Riff in Ableton Live 12, Stretch It for VHS Rave Color for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, the kind that feels like two characters trading lines over an amen. Then we're going to do the key move, print the response to audio, stretch it, smear it, and give it that VHS rave color but still keep it dancing in the pocket. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know your way around MIDI clips, warping, and basic routing. What we're focusing on is phrasing, contrast, and texture. Because in old jungle and raggle-leaning DNB, the hook isn't just a sound, it's a conversation. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 as a sweet spot. Now, before we write anything, give yourself drum context. Drop in a simple break loop, amen or think, or build a quick kit in drum rack. Don't overthink it. You just need something that tells you where the snare is living. And quick coaching note right here. Your riff should lock with the drums, not float on top. In jungle, if the groove feels like it's hovering, it's usually because the riff timing is too perfect and too on grid. Now let's set a groove. Open the groove pool and grab something like MPC 16 Swing 57, or anything with that speedish shuffle flavor. Start gentle, timing around 30 to 45%, random around 5 to 10. We're not trying to turn it into hip-hop, we're just trying to stop it sounding like a spreadsheet. Next, pick your sound source. We want something that can be stabby and vocalish, something that can talk. Two good stock options. Option 1 is Waveitable. Make a new MIDI track, drop in Waveitable, and start with a saw-type oscillator or a Waveitable with some bite. Add unison, 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount moderate, maybe 20 to 40%. Then filter it. MS2 or PRD low pass is perfect. Put the cutoff somewhere around 1 to 2.5k, and add a bit of drive, like 10 to 25%. For the amp envelope, go short. Attack basically instant, decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds, low sustain, short release. You want it to feel like a phrase, not a pad. And definitely add glide or portamento, maybe 60 to 120 milliseconds. That little slur between notes is half the spoken vibe. Option 2 is simpler for a more samplier of feel. Load a short stab, organ hit, vocal chop, orchestral hit, anything that feels 90s. Put simpler in classic mode, turn warp on, set it to mono with one voice for tight phrasing, and use the filter to keep it in the mid-range. Low pass around 1 to 3k, a touch of resonance if you want it to quack. Either way, the principle is the same, short envelope, mid-range attitude, and a little movement in pitch between notes. Now we write the call and response. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Set your grid to 16ths for now. We'll loosen it later. Pick a key that suits dark jungle. F minor and G minor both feel very correct for this. Bar 1 is the call. Think of it like the statement. Simple, confident, rhythmic. Don't try to be clever yet. A good placement idea. A hit right on the downbeat. Another hit around beat 2 but slightly offset. And then a little syncopation into the back half of the bar. Pitch-wise, outline something solid like root, minor third, and fifth. In F minor, that's F, ab, and C. You're basically saying, here's the identity. Bar 2 is the response. It answers the rhythm, but with a different contour. Usually darker, lower, or a little more delayed. One of the easiest ways to get the conversation feeling is to add a pickup note right at the end of bar 1 or right at the start of bar 2. That pickup is like the inhale before the next line. Here's a key trick. Make the response slightly busier or slightly later than the call. That contrast is the hook. If both bars feel equally straight, you don't get dialogue. You just get a loop. Now groove it like jungle. First, velocity. Think like syllables in a toaster cadence. Some hits are the stressed words, some are ghosted. Put your accents around 95 to 115 velocity. Ghost hits around 45 to 70. This matters a lot once we start warping and saturating, because the artifacts will react differently to loud versus quiet notes. Second, micro timing. This is where a lot of people accidentally ruin the pocket by keeping everything perfectly aligned. Grab a few notes, especially in the response, and nudge them late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. The vibe you're aiming for is slightly behind the hats, but not behind the snare. Let the snare own 2 and 4. If your riff hits exactly on 2 or 4, either make it a quiet ghost note or push it just a touch late, so it ad-libs instead of fighting. If you want, apply your groove pool groove at 30 to 50%. Commit it if it helps, but don't overswing the main accents. Jungle swing is usually about feel, not obvious lurch. Cool. At this point, You should have a two-bar riff that already works as a hook with the drums. Now we do the VHS move. We're going to destroy only the response, so the call stays clean and forward and the response is the warped, degraded character. So, resample the response cleanly. Duplicate your instrument track. Track A is your MIDI riff, the master version. Track B will be the printed response audio. Now isolate bar 2. You can do that a few ways. You can temporarily mute bar 1 notes, or duplicate the clip and delete bar 1, or just record only bar 2 while looping. On track B, set audio from to track A. Set monitor to in. Arm track B, and record the response into audio. If you prefer the quicker workflow, you can freeze and flatten track A, then cut out bar 2 into its own clip. Either is fine. The goal is, the response is now audio that we can warp and chop like a sampler. Now open the audio clip and turn warp on. This is where the flavor happens. Try Complex Pro if you want a smoother tape smear stretch. Keep formants subtle, around 0 to 20, and envelope somewhere around 80 to 128. Try texture mode if you want grainy VHS rave magic. Grain size around 80 to 200, flux 15 to 35%, or tones if you want that hollow, reedy, old sampler vibe. Now do the classic stretch move. Take that bar 2 response and stretch it slightly longer than it should be. For example, pull it so it wants to spill past the bar line like it's getting dragged. Then, to keep it rhythmic, you either cut it back into place, or you pull a couple warp markers to smear only the tail of a syllable while the downbeat stays tight. Teacher tip: the best place to smear is the end of the phrase. Keep the start of the response crisp so it still punches with the break, and let the end wobble and melt like tape getting chewed. Once it's warping the right way, we build the VHS color chain on the response audio track. Stock devices only. First device: auto filter. Use LP12 or LP24. Put the cutoff roughly 1.2 to 3K. Add drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB. Then add a small envelope amount, like plus 5 to plus 15, so each hit opens just a touch. That gives you speaking dynamics without rewriting MIDI. Second, chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Rate around 0.25 to 0.6 HE, amount 15 to 35%, and keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%. This is your worn tape width. If you hear obvious 80s synth chorus, you've gone too far. You want cheap VHS, not power ballad. Third, shifter. We are using it subtly, not as a sci-fi effect. Keep ring off and use gentle frequency shifting. Frequency 0 to 30 Hz, fine plus or minus 2 to 8 Hz, and mix 5 to 15%. The point is instability. It should feel slightly wrong, like the machine can't hold pitch, but you shouldn't immediately identify the plugin doing it. Fourth, saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Pick a warmer curve like analog clip if you want. This glues the warp artifacts and makes it feel printed, not pristine. Fifth, redux and go easy. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, bit reduction around 10 to 14 bit. Keep it subtle. The goal is old sampler edge, not deleting your transients. Sixth, echo. Set it to sync time like 1/8 or 3/16, feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the sub. Low pass around 3 to 6K so it feels dark, and bring in wow and flutter, 10 to 25%. That's the tape delay in a rave tunnel moment. If you want extra space, put hybrid reverb on a send rather than directly on the track. Hall, decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high cut around 4 to 7K, low cut 250 to 500. Keep it like atmosphere, not a wash. Now we commit the contrast as an arrangement decision. Your call stays on the MIDI track, cleaner and more forward. You can add EQ8 and give it a little presence around 1 to 3K if it needs to cut. Keep saturation minimal on the call so it feels like the speaker. Your response is the audio track, darker and warped. Roll highs off if it gets fizzy. Low pass somewhere around 4 to 7K depending on taste. Let it move with chorus, shifter, and echo. That's the answer. The ad-lib, the dubby shadow. Here's an arrangement template that just works for classic jungle phrasing. Intro. Tease the call only for 16 bars, maybe filter it in like a selector is revealing the tune. Drop. Full call and response for 32. Midsection. Pull the call out and let the VHS response echo and wobble with throws. Second drop. Swap rolls for 8 bars, make the response the main riff, or suddenly clean it up, While the call gets degraded, that little roll reversal feels like a remix without adding new notes. Now let's make it sit with bass and drums, because jungle is unforgiving if your mid-range fights the break. Sidechain lightly. Put a compressor on the call and response tracks, sidechain input from your drum bus, or even just the snare if that's the main conflict. Ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't kill the byte, release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. We're not pumping for house, we're making room for the snare to speak. Then ek, carve space for the sub. High pass the riff somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Where exactly depends on your sound, but the rule is, the bass owns the basement. Don't let your riff fill it with low mid fog. And stereo, if your response chain gets wide, use utility to keep it under control. Something like 80 to 120% width is a reasonable range. And keep sub mono on the bass track. Your riff doesn't need to be the wide one in the low end. Now, common mistakes to dodge. If both phrases sound identical, the call and response won't read. Contrast can be rhythm, register, tone, or space. Pick at least two. If you warp the whole riff, you lose impact. Warp the response, keep the call stable so the listener has a reference point. If you overdue chorus or redux, you'll lose transience and the riff stops talking. VHS is seasoning. Also, make the conversation readable without soloing. Here's the test. Mute drums and bass for 5 seconds, then unmute. If the riff still feels like two characters trading lines over the groove, you nailed it. If it just feels like two bars of synth, increase the contrast.